Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrow and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Party Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and we got our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm thankful and blessed, Jolene. Thankful and blessed. Always thankful and blessed. Yes, I mean, it's funny. I'm out with my grandsons today, and the girls, I've got three girls, you know, and the girls is like, huh, well, we want to go see a movie, and we want to go out to eat, so I guess I'll be going out, and I'll be taking the girls next weekend, because the girls want to go to the movie, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, man, hell yes, you know, I'm for the girls, you know, so, I mean, the girls are going to go out next week.
They must have been feeling a little neglected.
They probably was, Jolene. But, you know, they're teenagers. Two of them are teenagers and driving and stuff. And it's like when they get that age, you know, usually they've got, you know, and like I said, it's still not confirmed because they're like, well, we've got to talk and make sure we ain't got no plans. Because that's the thing with the teenagers. They have always got plans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like
that's
the little fellas, you know.
I know.
It's not like, yeah. We're going to get started with our birthdays. Let's do our birthdays today. Birthday. Let's see. Pulling them up. And we've got Jeannie. Miss Jeannie Wallace. Love you, Miss Jeannie, with all my heart. And Miss Misty Doss. I love you with all my heart. Happy birthday, girls. Ken Sobel, happy birthday. And Miss Gladys Charlene Ruth. Miss Gladys, I love you. 79 today, baby. Love you with all my heart, Miss Gladys. So proud of you. Melinda Hoskin Hensley, happy birthday to you. Jonathan Meter, happy birthday to you, Jonathan. Eric Shepherd, man, I love you with all my heart also. Barry Olsenman, happy birthday. And another special birthday, my stepsister, Angel. I call her Angelie, but Angel Palmer, happy birthday. And Jared Sanders, happy birthday. That is my Facebook family and friends' birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, the radar says that we are partly cloudy and 47. And I'm going to tell you the radar is a liar. Because we actually have light rain. It is very cloudy. Looks like a snowstorm from hell's fixing to hit. And I'm thinking, oh, shit, man. I'm in this damn Mustang. And I knew not to drive this damn Mustang today because they say it was going to snow. It's like, oh, hell no. Oh, my. But,
well, if it's 40-some degrees, if it's 40-some degrees, if it snows, it's not going to lay.
Right. Well, that's my only thing. And I did check that, Jolene. I think it's going to be 46. All the way, well, 46 at 10 o'clock tonight. Midnight, it's going to be 45. So I think I'm safe because I'm actually, after I leave here and I go back home, I've got to pick up my money and change clothes right fast because I'm going after a new addition that I'm adding to our home. I've begged for this dog for 2 damn weeks, and I finally talked the love of my life into, like I told him, there's just nothing that would have satisfied me for Christmas except for this little white damn dog. I went stupid over that white damn dog. But it's a rare thing. It's a rare thing to see a solid black Shih Tzu and one with so much white. You know, it's a very rare thing to see them like that. And I really didn't want a female. I didn't want a female. I didn't want to have to go through all that, but I was so in love with that little girl and things, and I thought, well, you know, and I tell you, man, I said, shit, I got out of dog breeding about 7 or 8 years ago. And since I've been back looking at dogs, my God, I must have got out too soon, because these dogs sell from $600, $700, $800, $1,200, $1,500 dog. I mean, it's like, man, I mean, damn, the dog business has went crazier than hell on price, you know. I'm just floored by it, you know. And the good thing about this little shih tzu is if I did decide to breed her, I've already got two males. I've got two males to breed her now. My older male, I don't think he... I'm wanting one more litter of pups out of my older male, which I've got a girl that I'm going to breed just as soon as her... I mean, it didn't take last time because I think she waited too late, but we're going to actually breed my male with her female. And she's got a beautiful female. So I don't know. I like the dog business, but I mean, you know, hell, the vinyl business is doing really good too. I mean, you know, I've got like a $300 order on vinyl right now. I'm waiting on the vinyl to come in on Monday, and it's like, well, damn, how the hell did you get a $300 order on vinyl? Well, I'll tell you, it's called Family Trees. They're family trees. They're cut out of vinyl, and I had to specially order this vinyl because it's not just any vinyl that you can stick on the walls of your home. Because some vinyl that you stick on the wall of your home, when you go to try to take it off, you might rip some of your drywall or might rip a spot out of the wall or something. But this vinyl is specifically for your walls inside your home. And it's for family trees. I've got some people that's ordering some family trees for Christmas for their loved ones and things. And, I mean, they're beautiful. I mean, I said, hell, who needs pictures, man? I mean, this shit, I mean, I can vector your face out and you can put your loved one. I can put your dog. If you've got a picture of your dog, I can vector your dog out and even vinyl your dog for you. If you've got a dead father, dead mother, son, daughter, I mean, how cool is that? Very cool. Darlene, what is the weather in Texas?
Here it is a very cloudy, and we had a mist too earlier, which we don't have that, but it's very cloudy and 48.
Oh, wow. Well, Dan, there ain't much difference, Jolene, between your temperature and ours.
No, and I think last night it sounded like little sleet balls hitting the windows, which, you know, I didn't go out to check, but that was real, real late, like after midnight, but it sounded like little ice balls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that means it's... But, you know, I'll tell you what, I just don't think we've had much... I don't think we're going to have that much of a winter.
Oh,
I mean, here
yeah.
It is. I mean, we're going to have some snow and things, but, I mean, I didn't think it was that bad last winter.
Well,
you know?
To me... The worst winter months is January and February. So
yeah.
Hold on.
Right, it is. Oh, that's funny. My, but it is cold in Kentucky. I want to give a big shout out to Michael Patterson. Luke Weebinga, thank you all so much. We appreciate both of you guys and things. Big shout out to y'all, and I hope everything went well today. I wasn't able to actually get there, but they had a standing with Standing Rock today at 12 at the Capitol, and I think they're going to be doing it for the next couple of days. I don't know how it went, but I mean, I'm actually right down here around the corner from it. But oh wow, what a crowd of people! Wow, I am so impressed. Oh, my God, man, I'm looking right now, and it's probably like a couple of hundred people there. Oh, wow. I mean, there's at least 200 or 300 people there. That is so cool. Man, for a cold day like that, that many people come out standing out there, man, that was just great. I mean, I wish I could have been there with them. I mean, man. And I would have had my grandsons there with me, too. I think it would have been a great experience for them. But unfortunately, not allowed to take them to nothing like that right at the moment. the Blackie White Bombastic Badass Birthday Bash is Wednesday, December the 7th at 5 o'clock at the Manchester Music Hall at 899 Manchester Street in Lexington, Kentucky. It starts at 5 to 12. There's going to be 7 bands, and... he had called a caterer for some barbecue. I think somebody's going to be catering some barbecue there. So then there's Gina Daughtry. She has child support court Thursday, December the 8th, from 8:30 to 1. I think that's the day that they're actually taking her parental rights from her. And my thing is, I've been thinking about that. When you take the parental rights of somebody, does that mean they have to pay child support anymore, you reckon?
I don't see how they can even... Parental rights? That's not fair. How can they do that?
Well, Jolene, I am seeing and meeting more and more people that the judges are taking people's parental rights, and then, you know, the man or the woman's got remarried again, and that other new step-parent is adopting these people's children legally because the other parent lost their parental rights because the judge decided, hey, we're not going to let you be a parent no more. I said, you know, man, to me, that is so unconstitutional. It's wrong.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that only happened if the child was being physically abused or molested or, you know, that type of thing. But just because somebody wants to take your child because they want to, that's not a good reason.
Right. Well, that's what I say, Jolene, and it's my understanding that, I mean, it's happening. It's not just happening in this state. It's happening in other states. I know an Amish family out west. They've got 6 or 7 kids, and the mother, I mean, man, I mean, she's as Amish as they come. I mean, you know, the Amish sort of remind me of the Pentecostal. I mean, they've always got a dress on. They've never got a pair of pants on, you know. And things, and they grow their own gardens. They're hardworking people, and I mean, they can, and you know, and they raise animals that they eat and they kill. And so here's the thing: in the state she was in, she started growing some hemp. Now, not cannabis with the THC in it, just some hemp. And she was making some salves and oils and different food particles and stuff. Oh, well, you know, they come in and suck their children from them over hemp. Hemp.
Wow.
Now, you know, that's
sad. That's sad.
You know, and I just seen an article, too, down here in Frankfurt. Okay, here's an example. Okay, you've got a guy that's over here. He's robbed a place, and I'm not saying that robbery's a nice thing. I can't stand a thief. I mean, I don't hate him, but I can't stand a damn thief. But you've got a guy that's robbed a place. He's on $25,000 bond, okay? $25,000 bond. You've got a child molester over here that's repeatedly molested children. He's on $5,000 bond. You know, you got a marijuana person over here, he's under a $50,000 bond. There's something fucked up over that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you've got the child molester sitting there with a $5,000 bond and the burglar, $25,000 bond, and the pot person, a $50,000 bond, you know, I mean, something's fucked up right there. Something is really fucked up. You know?
Which one is more dangerous to society?
Good point, Jolene. You know, and I have to give my hats off to my youngest son. He made a really good point this morning. We were talking about women because both of my sons have a problem about trying to find a good woman, and so one of my sons says, "Well, all women have lesbian traits to them." And I said, "Well, no, that's not necessarily true,
oh, no.
guys." I said,
no.
"That's not true." I said, "You know, maybe they've been molested." You know, because I mean, with the case, you just every case is different. Some of these ladies have been molested, they've been raped, they've been tormented, they've been abused, they've been beaten, and some women, I don't know, they just sort of like born like that. And I mean, I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. But my son made a good point. He said, "Well," and he said, "so they turn to another woman, Mom." He said, "But," he says, "does the guy go to sucking another guy in the ass because he has a breakup?" He says, "No." He says, "But why do the women do that?" And I can't answer that. I said, but that's a good point. I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah.
Well, he is definitely wrong when he says women, because I have never, ever been in a lesbian relationship, and I never will.
Well, I think it's our younger generation, Jolene, is what they're speaking about. I mean, it's not the older generation. It's the, you know, I think we've even talked about it on the show here about, and I mean, man, it's nonstop. Nude pictures, you know.
Well, now, there's a lot of older women that do the same thing. A lot of older women do the same thing. But now, this old girl.
Yeah, I'm like you, Jolene. I'm in the wrong fucking time zone or something here, man. I mean, beam me up, Scotty, and drop me back down.
Not in the wrong time zone. I'm right on point. I'm the way I'm supposed to be. Old girl with a woman. That's just nasty to me.
I'm not saying that, you know, that's my thing either. You know, I mean, my thing is, hey, if that makes you happy, it's none of my damn business. Because trust me, I mean, I've got a niece, real close niece, that's married to a woman right now. And, of course, we're not speaking. And the only reason we're not speaking is because both of these ladies give up their children. And you know, and just has no contact whatsoever with these little children. And the sad thing about it is this little girl, Autumn, she's my great niece. Prettiest little thing you've ever laid your eyes on. Looks just like her mother. And the poor little thing went to church the other day with a picture of her mommy and her when she was a baby. And took it to the altar and asked all the people to pray to bring her mommy back home to her. Now, is that not the saddest shit you've ever heard in your life?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Is it drug-related while the mommy's not with the child? Is it drug-related?
No, it's because she married another woman, Jolene. They're in love. Her and this other woman's in love with each other. They give their children up.
Well, I don't care if you are in love with another woman. There ain't nothing should come before your children. I don't give a damn if it's a man, woman, whatever. Your child comes first.
Exactly.
When you have a child, your life becomes that child. It's not about you anymore. It's about that baby, that child that you brought into the
world. I agree, Jolene. Welcome to the show. Yeah, it is sad. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
Well, one I can relate. Hey, Jolene. One is Mariah Kuda. She was Christina's best friend pretty much since kindergarten, and they were in scouts and karate, and she's still, you know, she's like the aunt to my grandchildren and all. So happy birthday, Mariah. And she's really good artist.
Oh, well, good. Now, when you say artist, does she draw or paint or what's she do,
yeah,
Paula?
She both draws and paints.
Oh, wow.
And sculpts. It does all kinds of cool stuff.
Right.
I wish I was talented like that. I wish I could draw and paint
too.
Because it's just, I mean, just all the things that you could do, you could be so creative.
Yeah, I'm creative, but it's good, you know.
Yeah, and you know, most people that have that talent, they don't even, I don't know, I feel like they don't appreciate it sometimes, you know, they just don't care nothing about it.
Oh, she has a passion for it, though. You know, she has a passion for it.
Oh, well, good, Paula. That's good.
Yeah. And it's cold and damp and rainy and yucky.
Or at least it ain't snowing yet, Paula.
No, but it's supposed to get down to like 17 on Thursday. Now they're saying 8. So that's going to be cold.
All right, ladies, it's 5:00 somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Raleigh. We're going to be back in 2:26. Here we go.
Woo-hoo, puff, puff, puff.
I'm a puffin. And a puffin.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Night's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. Stress. I learned to let it all go. Lots of state of mind and atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw, what a badass little song that is. Thank you, Don Miller out of Belltown, Tennessee, and Pass Riley. All right.
You still eating pizza?
Well, yes, I'm actually out in the parking lot, Paula, and I've got to end the show and go back in here and just pray that that I can keep my peace without saying anything. I don't never want anything to go down in front of my grandchildren, but, man, this is a struggle. I mean, this is a real bad struggle. I'll just tell you, it's a struggle. It's a struggle when you've got two other grown-ups that are jackasses, and just like I was telling my grandson a while ago, you know, these are people that goes to church every day but teaches my grandchildren hate, you know, and they all think that they're going to heaven. Well, they might be going to heaven, but I tell you what, you're going to stand in judgment for harming my little grandchildren, harming little children, man. I wouldn't harm a child for nothing in the world. I'm just telling you, it's horrible.
Yeah, I agree. Sad.
You know, it's wrong. Wrong and horrible. Go ahead, Jolene.
It is. It's sad. And it is wrong.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'll just tell you, I mean, the people that's in here that's in charge, they've all got criminal records. I've never had a criminal record in my life. Now, how the fuck is that fair? How's that fair? Ain't nothing fair about that.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Huh?
They do what they want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, like I told my son, you sow a bad seed, you're going to reap that seed. I got news for you. Don't ever think. It might take you 20 years. It might take you 20 years, but you're going to reap it.
That's right. You're right.
I want to thank everybody out there again for listening, being here. Thank you so much, as always, Miss Jolene. Love having you here with us. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula. I love you ladies with all my heart. Be looking out for my pictures of my puppy here in a little while. I pick him up about 7:30. I pick her up at 7:30 tonight. I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so excited.
Cool.
Thank you, Jolene.
We end up naming her.
I ain't named her yet. I haven't named her, not until I meet her, Paula.
Yeah.
It'll come to you.
Just give it time. I know it. I love you, ladies. God bless everybody out there. Everybody have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow with another show, and I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, ladies.
Love you, too. Go enjoy those grandbabies. Bye-bye. Have a good evening.
Good seeing you, Jolene.
Bye-bye. You too, Paula. Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sewing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.